This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I think the refugee from all countries have one situation. Yeah, same situation. And also have one target, better life.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on a Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng. In a little over a week, two different groups, one from Syria and another from Afghanistan, will be staging two plays in the double bill, respectively, two plays at the Damansara Performing Arts Center. Theatre Fuji is helmed by a young director, Omar Al-Kamash, who is presenting Romeo and Juliet 2000+. And the other director from Afghanistan, Saleh Sepas, of Parastu Theatre, is presenting Screaming in Silence. And they are here with Lilian Fan, co-founder and international director of Getanyo Foundation. Welcome. I have quite a mix of people here. Lilian, because you are part of this foundation with a very unusual name, we think of you as somebody who is not from here. Okay, let's start with this weekend staging. We have, under this Impossible Love, two plays. We know a little bit about Romeo and Juliet. We know nothing about Screaming in Silence. Saleh, as the artistic director for Parastu Theatre and responsible for this play, tell us a bit about this.
Good afternoon. Actually, my theatre, Parastu Theatre, the story is about the Afghan women and girl situation in Afghanistan.
Young women in Afghanistan.
Yes, because some family, they don't know about the girls' right, women' right. They sell his girl. They don't know about the education. They don't know about the culture. Only thinking about the money and selling his daughters,
Are you saying that life in Afghanistan is so hard that there are groups of people that would sell their daughters to earn some money to live? Is that what it's about?
Actually, it's very bad culture in Afghanistan. Afghanistan have bad situation. Some people sell his girl, his daughter. Yeah. But I want from my theater show again in media and Malaysian society and other people, because it's very big problem in Afghanistan, and have contact with the refugee life, because some people, no refugee in Malaysia, they have same problem, had same problem in Afghanistan.
If I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying to me is that the refugees in Malaysia from Afghanistan,
yes,
share problems that are similar to the problems of people who are living in Afghanistan. So in other words, the problem follows from Afghanistan to Malaysia.
Yeah. Some Afghan family come here to Malaysia, they had this problem.
And they sell their daughters too.
Yeah, violence.
There is violence.
Because, they come from Afghanistan here to Malaysia because they have violence with her husband, with her father.
I'm seeing something different. Yeah. You're saying that these are women who are left with their daughters or children, leaving their husbands behind because of domestic violence.
Yeah.
Your tale then, your play then, is about this situation.
Yes, about this situation, yeah.
Omar, yours is Romeo and Juliet. We all think we know Romeo and Juliet. So how is your Romeo and Juliet different?
Hello, good afternoon. Actually, I will start with talking about the Theatre Fiji. We started in May last year. We made one show, it's called We Are Human. We was focusing on the problem of the Middle East refugees that from Iraq and Syria. We had many shows in Publica Black Box, in Malaysian Parliament, in UNHCR office, and also we make it in UITM in front in the range of 1,500 audience. But this show that we are doing it a bit more international way, that we have actors from all of the refugees' citizenship in Malaysia.
And your group is strictly Syrians?
No, not all of them. I'm Syrian, the director with Mr. Saleh, And we have also Palestinian, we have Afghan, we have Pakistan, and we have Sri Lanka.
Wow. Now I understand why you are situating your Romeo and Juliet in Sri Lanka, because you have people in your troop who are from Sri Lanka.
That's first point, and there's other point that we are focusing on. You know, of course, Romeo and Juliet, that it's fighting between two families, Capulet and Montague.
Yes.
The thing that we send message through Theater Fiji by indirect way, so when the audience see our show, they will understand our situation through seeing Romeo and Juliet, that it's totally romance.
So it's not about romance, it's about the war between the families.
Exactly. So we make it a bit different way. For that, we choose Colombo in Sri Lanka. And the families that they are fighting, they are Tamil Tiger and Sinhalese. So that's how we show the difficulties that many of the refugees are facing to reach to the point that they named as a refugee.
Lillian, what is the foundation's involvement in this theater project?
So Gaetano Foundation, we work with refugees here in Malaysia. And really one of the key objectives of the work that we do is to support the empowerment of refugee communities so that refugees have platforms of different kinds to, number one, access education, number two, to access healthcare, health services. But number three, and I think this is really important, is to be able to actually experience life here in Malaysia with dignity. And theatre, and arts in general, actually, is a fantastic way to be able to restore dignity, to be able to restore identity, and to allow refugees to feel like, you know, like more than refugees, because they all are more than refugees. Being a refugee, it's one aspect of one's life, but actually, you know, people are, they come from different backgrounds. And in fact, many refugees here are artists. So Omar and Saleh, for example, have been artists before in their own countries. You know, Saleh has had a very rich education. He's one of the few people who's actually been educated in the University of Kabul in fine arts after the fall of the Taliban. Omar has had a long experience as well, being trained professionally in music and theatre. So I think that giving that platform for refugees here as well to be able to create and express themselves, that's really part of one of the mandates of our own work, which is really, you know, to facilitate these platforms.
What's interesting for me is that one of you is Syrian, one of you is from Afghanistan. How did you come together to produce theatre? This is my assumption. In Malaysia, for the most part, you know, our theatre separated. We have different racial communities doing their theatre in their own little world, and there's very little intermingling except for English language theatre. So what brought the two of you together?
Actually, first of all, we can say that sometimes talent joining the people together, and that's exactly, in my opinion, that what it reached all of the talented refugees together. So not only us, all of the talented actors as well, that they are from many citizenship, they are with us as well.
How did you get started?
Last year, I come to Malaysia. I analyze the refugee situation. I think refugee situation is not good because they don't have hope for future, for life. Also, they don't have belief himself, and they cannot study like Malaysian people, like Chinese people here, and have economic problem. I feel this problem. After I thinking what I can, especially for me, for my family, and Afghan refugee, and all refugee in Malaysia. I think that theater is very good for bring the change for refugee people here. For example, I propose my idea with my friends. She live in United States.
You have a friend who is in the arts in
United
States.
Yeah, actually, she is my teacher. But 2 years, she come in Afghanistan and we train the theater team, the province theater team in Afghanistan, the Boal methodology. After she talked with Ms. Lillian, she was also agree, and we had meet with Lillian and talking about make the Palazzo Theater. And slowly, yeah, I make and invite the Afghan refugee, please come, my theater, and for show, for acting. Yeah, it's good for
you. No, I can understand why you started off with the Afghan community, but how did Syrians and Sri Lankans and Iraqis all get involved? What happened?
I mean, I think the interesting thing here, Sun Heng, is that, in fact, if you look at the refugee community, there are many initiatives. And Parastu has an interesting history, as Sally was explaining. And, you know, we have started to collaborate from the beginning of Parastu. But Theatre Fuji also emerged through support from UNHCR and collaboration with other Malaysians here. And there have been a lot of other independent initiatives as well. So I think it's actually a very dynamic landscape, in fact, which Malaysians usually don't know about at all. You know, those of us who work with refugees, we have a sense of it. But actually, there's an incredibly creative and dynamic landscape for refugees. These two groups are both, I would say, the most professional of the refugee art community.
No, what I'm surprised by is the fact that they are from different countries, therefore different communities, but they are working together. How did this happen? Who initiated all of this? How did Saleh from Afghanistan hear about Omar from Syria?
I think the refugee from all countries have one situation. Yeah, same situation. And also have one target, better life. I think this target, automatically, I find Mr. Omar find me, and I find the Syria actors and Pakistani actors like this.
So it's very informal. People just drift in and become a part of this theater circle. I want to talk about how your own experiences filter into the production that you are going to be staging. I'm speaking with two directors, each helming a separate play in the double build titled Impossible Love. They are Omar Al-Kamash from Syria and Saleh Shabazz from Afghanistan. And they are here with Lillian Fan, who is from the Gaetano Foundation. Coming up, their experiences as displaced people and their experiences in Malaysia, a country that does not recognize refugees. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. جدا وأعرف أن الطريق إلى المستحيل طويل وأعرف أنك ست النساء
We have people in the refugee community who have been trained in the arts in their countries. You know, these are not people who've just come here and decided one day they want to do theatre. These people are artists. They've been trained. They've been trained in Kabul University. They've been trained in Syria, have performed in the opera houses. I mean, these are really talented people.
Good afternoon. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng speaking with three who are involved in an upcoming double bill of plays titled Impossible Love. And they are Omar Al-Kamash, Saleh Shabazz, and Lillian Fan. In the first half of the interview, we talked about the two plays in the double bill. One is Romeo and Juliet 2000+, and the other is Screaming in Silence. If you missed any part of the interview, you can download the podcast. Better still, download our BFN app, and you can catch everything. Impossible Love. How is your story, Romeo and Juliet, tied to this impossible love? When you say that what you want to focus on is about, you know, the Capulets and the Montagues, you have the Sinhalese on one side and the Tamil Tigers on the other side. How is this about impossible love?
First of all, there's so many points that it's named as an impossible love. The first point that both of the theater shows, it's talking about exactly, it's impossible way to reach to the love. As Romeo and Juliet, that they face many difficulties, and it's famous ending that we are not following.
Ooh.
And in other hand, Parastu Theater, Screaming in Silence, also they are showing that the women, that they don't have right even to love. If I get you the other side of why we name it like that, if you know there's one poetry, it's called Impossible Love for Nizar Qabbani.
وأعرف أن الطريق إلى المستحيل طويل وأعرف أنك ست النساء وليس لدي بديل
He's a Syrian one that he lived in France most of his life. His poetry is really amazing, and all of the Arabian community know Nizar Qabbani. So for that, it was also other side that we name it as Impossible Love.
In what ways do your own experiences as displaced people, as people who have experienced war in your own countries, how do your own experiences filter into these productions?
It's positive point and negative point as well. Because it's positive point that we are showing that we are facing many difficulties to reach to the professional level of acting. And it's not easy at all. Especially that there's so many refugees that they have difficulties with their own lives. So it's making it harder and harder. But, you know, the easy target is, in my opinion, it's not nice. I love the hard one, even you feel it more.
I'm getting the sense that what you're saying too, as far as being an artist is concerned, your aspiration to become that kind of artist with high professional standards and high production values, to some extent, it is also impossible in the situation you find yourself in. Being displaced, being in Malaysia without a refugee status, and yet you have that aspiration, like all of us, to reach your potential. At this point, something impossible.
Exactly, exactly.
I guess when we talk about refugees, and especially when you're doing theater, my question would be, why, of all things to do, when you have issues with, like I would assume, you know, people looking for jobs, and you ask any Malaysian, what are your concerns? I need to look for a job, I need to get a house, I need to raise a family. Why do theater when there are so many other concerns?
First of all, I want to get in the point that how the people look at the refugees. Anytime you hear the word the refugees, you will feel that they are people that they are displaced, they don't have any money, they are super poor, that they are searching for a food only. And actually, that's not a true 100%. Yes, there's so many of the refugees that they don't have money. Actually, most of the refugees, they don't have money. But in the same time, they are really, really talented, because even when they was in their own country, there was a lot of talented people. Like if you search in the Afghan community in Afghanistan, you'll find a lot of the talented people. If you search in Syria, in Sri Lanka, in Pakistan, in Palestine, in Iraq, all of them have so many talent. And that's what we are trying to show to the Malaysian community here, that even if our case is refugee status, we still keep our talent as what is it?
Strikes me as that we have stereotypes of refugees and we become locked in. And so in some ways, the theater is to expose us Malaysians to the diversity of refugees in Malaysia.
Yeah.
I would say that one of, I think, the big objectives of this whole production is actually to break down those barriers and change the whole perception in Malaysian eyes of, as Omar said, what do we see when we think of a refugee? And I think that, you know, number one, we have people in the refugee community who have been trained in the arts in their countries. You know, these are not people who've just come here and decided one day they want to do theater. These people are artists. They've been trained. They've been trained in Kabul University. They've been trained in Syria, have performed in the opera houses. I mean, these are really talented people. That's number one. Number two, there are people here who maybe haven't been in the arts before, but really are interested in exploring artistic expression and see arts as a way of feeling larger than themselves, being able to express emotions which possibly they aren't able to express in daily life within the restrictions of being undocumented, within all the difficulties that they face in their daily lives. And I think that beyond that, it's also to break down the barrier between the refugee and the larger society here in Malaysia. You know, these are people who, I mean, we can connect through the arts in a way that you can't connect maybe in other circumstances. I mean, when you're in the theater and you're experiencing the performance, it's actually, you're in the story and, you know, you experience the lives. In Malaysians, the audience will experience the stories that are being told by the actors. And the actors as well will have that collaboration and that rapport with the audience. It's a very interactive kind of process. And also the actual methodologies that they use. So, for example, Parastu, they use the method of theater of the oppressed. And they've been trained in that. And Saleh's had a long experience actually using Theatre of the Oppressed in Afghanistan. And he's doing that here as well with Parastu. And in fact, the ambitions of both these groups is in fact to work also in the future with Malaysians, so that you can actually produce productions where you are actually bringing refugees and Malaysians together to explore artistic possibilities together.
And there won't be any issues with getting rights and all that in terms of getting them permits? And
I mean, that's certainly one of our roles. So as, you know, the role that we play as Gatanya Foundation is to support these groups and facilitate. We have a legal entity here, so we serve as the legal entity. But at the same time, I think that all the barriers aside, nothing's going to stop these people. You know, these are people with huge ambitions and a lot of passion, and whatever difficulties, you know, they're survivors as well. And it's taken a lot. I think people need to realize that, you know, being a refugee, it's not easy, it's difficult, but all these people have incredible will and potential and passion.
I think we all tend to see refugees as one type and forgetting that they are artists, they are doctors, that they cut across all levels of society. How has your experience in Malaysia been?
My experience in Malaysia, it will be a bit weird way, because the thing that when I was in my own country, it was totally different, because in my own country, I have the exactly how to choose where am I going, with which road am I going to choose. Over here, you can't choose easily. Over here, you have to wait for your luck, what your luck choose for you, and you go with it. So first, when I reached here to Malaysia, I wasn't finishing my high school yet in Syria. So there's one Libyan sponsored me for the high school over here, and I finished it. But once I finished the high school, so I started searching for a job. Because, you know, it's in the end, I don't like to say it, but actually it's the truth that I'm not from Malaysia and I don't have any income here and I need to survive. So I started searching for a job. And besides that, side by side, doing my art shows as a music shows or as a theater shows. So I started in a few malls, like let's say in market or something like that. I started in selling for the Arabian customer because, of course, I speak Arabic as well. It was hard. It was really hard to get in this point that you hold two jobs to survive, especially that in the end, in my mind, it's not my target to work from now. My target now is to study, to upgrade myself, to reach to higher level of education. And that's many of the other refugees' dream as well. Actually, it's not dream, it's a target. Because in the end, we can reach it. It's so hard, but in the end, we can reach it. It's not impossible.
So it's not impossible, love.
Yeah.
It's the impossible dream, but you have to keep dreaming and keep going.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think article actions very important for refugee, especially theater, because they don't have chance for talking. Always they must listening the talking with other people. They had depression. They don't have hope. I think the theater is very important point for bring the change in refugee people.
Theater provides the avenue, the platform for them to voice what's inside.
Yes.
And suddenly it makes a lot of sense why you call yours Screaming in Silence.
Yes. Another point, also the refugee people must go to global cultural because they have in past life war, fighting, violence. But they don't know more about the peace, about the respect, about the love and life. Yeah, we try for bring the positive point and the refugee people here. For example, 6 months ago, I select my actors for theater. They didn't believe herself. They said, I cannot play any stage. I cannot act. Well, my actors, they cannot read and write. But today, they can.
They can write?
Yeah,
in
stage. Yeah, very easy. I think it's a very big change.
So theater is not only a way for us to hear your stories. It's not just a way for them to learn skills, but a place for them to really transform.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you both. Impossible Love is a double bill of two plays by two refugee groups in the country. One is titled Romeo and Juliet and the other Screaming in Silence. And they open Thursday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets are priced at 100 ringgit for that night. Then on Friday, February 2nd and Saturday, February 3rd at 8 p.m., two more shows. And tickets are priced at 108, 85 and 50. Proceeds from performances will go to programs to support the Rohingya women and children's education, which is helmed by the Gitanyo Malaysia chapter. If you miss any part of this interview, download our BFM app or download the podcast from www.bfm.my. I've been speaking with Omar Al-Kamesh, Syrian director from Theatre Fuji, Sally Sepas, Afghan director, Barastu Theatre, and Lillian Fan, co-founder and international director of Gitanyo Foundation. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.